Katie Sowers will make history on Sunday as the first woman coach in a Super Bowl. Sowers is an assistant coach for the San Francisco 49ers offense, but her roots are in Kansas City, home of the Chiefs, who will play the 49ers in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Greg Eklund from member station KCUR has the story of her path to this moment.
Liz Sowers, Katie's twin sister, says it all sank in on January 19th when the clock hit zero and Westwood One Radio announced the results.
It'll be the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers in Miami for Super Bowl 54.
The 49ers had just beaten the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC title. A few hours earlier, while the 49ers were warming up, Liz used a gesture known to Chiefs fans to let her sister Katie know the news.
On the sideline, I was looking at Katie, and I did the arrowhead chop to make sure she knew that the Chiefs won, and she nodded at me, and I nodded at her, and that was kind of our signal, like, let's take care of business.
At Media Day in Miami this week, Katie Sowers showed off her left forearm, which is tattooed with the Kansas City skyline. What the 33-year-old isn't showing is any bravado about becoming part of NFL history as the first woman in the coaching skybox at a Super Bowl. Sowers is also the first open LGBTQ coach in the NFL, and yes, at the Super Bowl, too.
I've never been one to try to be the first, because I think when you try to be the first, you're racing other women. I think what's most important is I'm not the last.
Katie Sowers grew up in Chiefs country, Heston, Kansas, about 35 miles north of Wichita. Her dad, Floyd Sowers, was a basketball coach at nearby Bethel College, and Katie says she followed in his footsteps.
I knew I wanted to be either a teacher, a coach, or a counselor. I kind of got all three.
Katie Sowers also had a knack for making the right connections. She met Kansas City Chiefs former general manager, Scott Pioli, while coaching his fifth-grade daughter in basketball. Pioli says there was something about her voice that struck him.
She had a teacher's voice. She had a caring voice, a demanding voice. She knew what she was talking about. She knew what she was doing. She was experienced, and she just did a terrific job.
Pioli's time in Kansas City didn't end well. In his last year, 2012, the Chiefs finished with a 2-14 record. So while figuring out his next career move, he talked to Sowers, who at the time was an athletic director for the Kansas City, Missouri's Parks and Recreation Department.
It's funny, when we met, she was coaching my daughter and other friends' daughters, and she wore me out after practice, after games, asking me questions about football. She says, I know what you used to do.
Sowers' big break came when she got an internship with the Falcons in Atlanta, where Pioli landed as an assistant GM. Also in Atlanta, as an assistant coach, was future 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan. He brought Sowers to San Francisco to join the team in 2017. Coincidence aside, Katie Sowers says the Super Bowl matchup between the Chiefs and the 49ers is a dream come true.
I couldn't have had a better idea of a Super Bowl in my head. I couldn't have picked better two teams to play. I'm so excited for Sunday. It's going to be a fun one.
For Here and Now, I'm Greg Eklund.